And God said, Let there be light in the expanse of the sky, to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years, and let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth. And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate the light from darkness. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. On the sixth and final day of creation, God made humans. Now let's connect the dots. Do you think that we were designed by God in any way to function in harmony with the creation? More specifically, do you think the divine clock of night and day has any bearing on our lives? I believe the answer is unequivocally yes. I also believe the evidence reinforces this conclusion. As we look at the pattern of the Hebrew day, we see that God's people have taken their cues from creation theology. I want you to imagine a circle. On the top of the circle there is darkness, on the bottom of the circle there is light. This represents a 24-hour day, 12 hours of light and 12 hours of darkness. Two parts. For the ancient Hebrew, there is a divine plumb line that governs the patterns of the day, 6 a.m. or dawn and 6 p.m. dusk. Oddly enough, the day begins for the Hebrew person the day before, or at 6 p.m. This is consistent with the way God referred to each day in Genesis 1. After describing each day's creative work, the author of Genesis would conclude the section with these words, And there was evening, and there was morning the first day. At first, this may not seem like a big deal, but it's...